I'm Chris Steeples with Illinois Public Radio. The activist, author, and well-known poet Haki Madh Habudi is about to publish a book that closes with the shooting death of Laquan McDonald. Madh Habudi, whose books include Tough Notes, A Healing Call for Creating Exceptional Black Men, spoke with Illinois Public Radio reporter Maureen McKinney about his reaction to the McDonald case and how he views its significance. He also talked about the book that is going to press soon.
My first impression, not only for the current murder of Laquan McDonald, is one of horror, because this was an act of terrorism on the part of the Chicago Police Department. Not only did this uniformed policeman, supposedly officer of the law, hit this young man with a full clip while he was on the ground, and five or six other so-called enforcers of the law policemen standing behind him as Jason Van Dyke murdered this young man. They didn't do anything. And then, of course, what happened after that, they began to get their stories together. And in getting their stories together, you had this blue sonnet shield protecting each other. And as you know now, because of the reports, read media, they went over to the Burger King to confiscate and erase their tapes. And, of course, there was a woman there who saw all of this. And she was, you know, arrested, taken to the police department. And for over a year, this blue shield, with obviously the city hall, Mayor Emanuel, the superintendent of police, the Cook County State's attorney, did nothing. And this was clearly a cover-up to protect the police department, to protect Jason Van Dyke, and to essentially keep this out of the media while Ron Emanuel is running for a second term. And, of course, now with the state's attorney, Cook County state's attorney, Anita Alvarez, coming up for election next year, she didn't want this out either.
Do you think there's more at stake than a case of police misconduct?
But this is a larger question, and this is a larger piece, which I think we have to understand. Because I've worked all my life, over 50 years, in the black community in Chicago, you know, building, you know, these four schools, publishing company Third World Press, teaching and from Chicago State to DePaul University. What I understand very clearly at my age, that in the West, most certainly in the United States, you know, white people never, and I say never, have to think about being white. You know, being white is accepted, it's normal, it's privileged. However, black people, you know, African Americans, people of African ancestry, every place in the world, especially in the United States, must think about dealing with being black every day of the year. And so for Van Dyke or whomever, all over the country, began to go guns first against black people and other people, Latinos most certainly, who are not white. I find this essentially almost like a standard order. It's like the police have become the predators in the black community. And it becomes very clear when this silent blue line says nothing. And then the Cook County State's attorney, who had the tape for over a year, you don't have to study this tape to come to a conclusion. This tape is the act of dastardly, cowardly, afraid, fearful men. And black people who have been here longer than anybody else except Native Americans, what have we done to deserve this? But my point is, this boy, this young man, whatever his past was, the officer didn't know, but to put 16 bullets into this young man while he's laying on the ground and just shooting him as puffs of smoke coming out of his body, this is not only a dastardly act, a cowardly act. I charge Mayor Emanuel, I charge the superintendent of police, the state's attorney, all of them with being basically not only corrupt, but immoral. This is immoral. We have done this. And this is not the only time. We're not only talking about dealing with Laquan McDonald. We're talking about the over 50 or 60 deaths that happened in Chicago and elsewhere around the country. But I am upset. I am angry. And when they killed Tamir Rice last year, I could not sleep. And I would rise at 4:30 every morning and start writing. And I finished the book about, you know, 60 days ago, which will be out sometime in the next couple of weeks. And the title of the new book that I'm issuing is Taking Bullets, black people in 21st century America, fighting terrorism, stopping violence, and seeking healing. And of course, this is my third book in this whole area of black people's relationship to America. But it is critical that we understand that we are in a state of emergency. And of course, we recognize when Laquan McDonald was murdered that the first statements to come out, well, certainly from the Federal Order of Police, Fraternal Order of Police, was that he was charging the police and he had to fire. This is a lie. So those in power bought into the lie for over a year. So I'm saying essentially that not only should Jason Van Dyke face first-degree murder, that those officers who lied and erased the tapes from the Burger King should face charges also, because they lied too in terms of stating what actually happened on that night, October the 20th, 2014. We're living in a very dangerous time.
I did want to ask you if the protests that are going on now are reminiscent at all of the Civil Rights era?
Oh, yes. And that's one of the beautiful things about what we're experiencing now. Hashtag Black Lives Matter is critical. It's very important. And I think that what happened in Ferguson after the killing and murder of Michael Brown is that these young people, and they are young people, and that's the beautiful aspect of this, they started Black Lives Matter. These young people who essentially are doing what we did in the 60s. I mean, when King was here, I was with King on every demonstration in the city. So these young people have taken, I think, a bit of history and have begun to move on it. And they realize that we're living in a different time. And I think that Black Lives Matter and these young people, these young men and women of all cultures, but primarily black, recognize that we live in a nation where power, all ultimate power, resides in the hands, the minds, and actions of white men and a few white women.
I'm really curious to know whether the Laquan McDonald situation has inspired you to write.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm adding, like I said, my book will be out in about at least over about a month. I'm looking at the galleys now. So I'm adding this section on Laquan and his murder here in Chicago as an ending, but also as a stimulation for us to not to give up, but to continue to renew, you know, our commitment to each other, our commitment to this city of Chicago, a commitment to the state of Illinois, and a commitment to this nation. All this does for us is push us become, you know, more political, more educated, more involved in politics, more involved in the development of our communities and others, and less forgiving.
That was Maureen McKinney talking with activist and author Haki Madhubuti, who talked about his anger over the shooting of Laquan McDonald and what he views as the poor handling of the case by the Chicago Police Department, Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Both the mayor and the top county prosecutor have told reporters that their political aspirations played no role in their reactions. For more on the case, head to wuis.org.